This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Stomp on try. Stomp on try. We all like to try different things. We like to try ideas. We like to try thoughts. We like to try all of the things that are concerning us. And we say, I think I'll try that. I think I'll give that a try. I think I'll look at that. I'll check it out, prepare it. And what is it that we're doing? Well, what we're doing is we're saying, maybe it'll be interesting and maybe it won't. Now, I'm going to try to be good. Well, that's an interesting thing. If we try to be good, what happens to us? We fail miserably because we make excuses for ourselves not being good. Do you try to enjoy a book? I'm going to enjoy a book. I'm putting aside all of my other thoughts, and I'm going to purely enjoy that book because that's what I want to do. Now, can you do that? Can you purely enjoy a book that you decide to enjoy? When you talk to a neighbor or talk to a friend, and you say to yourself, I'm going to go and talk to Jane, and I'm going to explain to her some of my new thoughts, because she's always so interested in everything I'm doing. And I'm going to try to get her interested in my new idea. Don't. I am going to talk to Jane, and I'm going to share with Jane my new ideas, because she's always so interested in it. And I know that she will love it, and I know that she'll try some of my ideas out too. You see, when we go into life with the expectation that whatever it is we experience, or whatever it is we look at, we try, that we're going to really give it our full attention. We're going to give it our full interest, our full attitude, so that everything we do works toward fulfilling whatever it is that we're thinking about doing or acting upon. Now, it's up to us whether we want to do it or not. I have, too many people. I have so many people coming and talking about spiritual mind healing. People come and they say they want to try to heal themselves. They want to try a new idea. They want to try some new medicine, some new drugs. They want to try some new attitudes. They want to try. And I say, I'm sorry, but I can't be interested in what you're doing. I can't have any interest whatsoever in what you're... What? You're a practitioner. You're supposed to be interested in what I'm doing. What do you mean you can't have any interest in what I'm doing? I can't have any interest in what you're doing because you're going to try to do it. But don't you want me to try to do it? No, I don't. I don't ever want you to try to do anything. Because if you try to do it, that doesn't mean you're giving it all of your attention. You're giving it all of your expectation. When you try to do something, you are not believing in yourself or whatever it is you're doing. Now, that's kind of a strange, wonderful, and awful thing, isn't it? How often have we tried to be nice? How often have our parents told us, now you go and be nice to your sister. I'll try. You go and be nice to your neighbor there. I'll try. You go and go to school and learn and enjoy school because it's fun. I'll try. But you see, that's not it. When a child says he'll try, there's not too much enthusiasm there. Now, if the mother says, well, what are you going to learn in school today? And the child says, well, we're going to have more of geography. And geography is just not so much fun. It's just names and places and names and places and stuff like that. It's not very interesting. And the mother says, well, that's an interesting way of looking at geography. I never looked at it as names and places. Hey, come on, let's go look at the atlas here. And so together, you look at the atlas. Now, what do you see there? Names and places. No. You see people who live there. Now, let's look at any place. Just point your finger at any place on the map. Okay, there it is. What is that place? That's Thailand. What is Thailand? Well, it's in a warm climate, and the children are out playing, and they don't usually have to wear too many clothing because it's so warm and pleasant. And they were usually running around barefoot, too. Well, that sounds interesting. And the children play kick the can. Kick the can? Well, I don't see any of them with shoes on. No, most of them don't have shoes. And they kick the can. Well, don't they hurt their toe when they kick the can? No, they have sort of strengthened their toe so that they can kick the can. And they perhaps kick it with the side of their foot, or they maybe kick it with their putting their foot underneath it. Now, where is that? That's Thailand. Now, do you know how many people live in Thailand? Why, just look at this number here of the population. And do you know how many men and women there are? Oh, Mom, that's not so interesting. Yes, it is. Because all those men can be daddies, and all those women can be mummies. But some of those women are still children, because children are counted as women. And boys, young boys, are counted as men. You mean I'm counted as a man? That's right. You see, in the world population, you're counted as a man. Well, golly, pfft, how about that? Mom, how many schools do they have in Thailand? Well, let's just look that up once. Well, look at here. They have so many schools. And how many teachers do they have? Oh, my. There's only 3 or 4 teachers for each school. Oh, that's not very nice. The kids must crowd into the school. No, all children can't go to school, because the schools are not available for everybody. The schools are only available for people who can afford it, or for people who live in the right place. But, Mom, that's not fair. Well, that's how it is sometimes in different countries. And that's what's called sometimes a third world country, or another type of world country. Is Thailand a third world country? No, it's not. But sometimes it acts that way. Well, is America a third world country? No, America is not a third world country, but sometimes it acts that way. Sometimes it has limited schooling for children. Sometimes it doesn't have the best educational equipment for school for children. Sometimes special schools have to be set up, where Montessori schools and other things, which are private schools for children who don't have a place that they can go and learn all of the new and the latest things on computers and on all the things that are available in science. And, Mom, what kind of school do I go? Well, you go to a good school. You go to a normal city school where it has all of the facilities that it could have, maybe not all that some of the special schools have. Mom, why don't I go to a special school? Well, you never showed much interest in schooling, so we just sent you to a normal school and let you learn. But, Mom, I want to learn a lot. This Thailand stuff and these things that you can learn in school. Mom, we have a computer, but I don't know how to run it, and you don't know much about running it either. But are you telling me, Mom? My goodness sake, when we stop trying and get interested in whatever it is we're doing, it becomes so exciting and so wonderful. Yes, I stomp on try. I don't let that blossom in my world at all. All I let blossom are beautiful thoughts of I do, I am, and I know, and it is done. Yes. These are the wonderful, magical things that take place in my world, and these are the wonderful, magical things that can take place in your world if you want them to. But it means that you have to give a little extra attention to go beyond the names and the places and geography and go to the people behind it. You have to go beyond the work in mathematics and adding and subtracting and algebra and all that kind of stuff, and go beyond it to what does it mean? How does it have any benefit for us? How does it show how the world is glued together with algebra? Or how does it show how music is the harmony of the world that is a set principle that puts all things in right order? Oh my goodness sakes, that sounds so exciting. Yes, when we do it, it is exciting. All of life is exciting. But when we try it, it becomes something that maybe or maybe not, and usually the maybe not. Join with me in stomping out trying. Or let's say not stomping out trying. Let's put in there, I do it. I am it. It is beautiful, and I love me. Okay, kids, have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.